An article that appeared in the New York Times on Tuesday has caused something of a stir here in the Czech Republic. Citing US government officials, the paper reported that US President Barack Obama has offered to trade a proposed missile defense system in exchange for Russian assistance in blocking Iran's nuclear capability. He reportedly did so in a private letter to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Christian Falvey has the details.
Obama is burying the radar, is how one Czech daily on Wednesday described the latest developments. Reports that U.S. President Barack Obama may be willing to give up on European missile defense, pushed strongly by his predecessor George W. Bush. The proposed system accounts for the stationing of a radar base in the Czech Republic and interceptor rockets in Poland. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama, after meeting with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, addressed the claim by saying the defense system hinged largely on the threat posed by Iran. U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday.
What I said in the letter is the same thing that I've said publicly, which is that the missile defense that we have talked about deploying is directed towards not Russia, but Iran. That has always been the concern, that you had potentially a missile from Iran that threatened either the United States or Europe. And what I said in the letter was that obviously to the extent that we are lessening Iran's commitment to nuclear weapons, then that reduces the pressure for or the need for a missile defense system. In no way does that diminish my commitment to making sure that Poland, the Czech Republic, and other NATO members are fully enjoying the partnership, the alliance, and U.S. support with respect to their security.
A little earlier, I spoke to Oldřich Bureš, a specialist on Russia and security issues, and asked him what he thought might be the future of the defense shield.
In terms of the American-Russian relations, I think the radar will be more of a bargaining chip than under Bush. If indeed there can be, for example, progress on Iran, which is presented as one of the key explanations why we actually need the missiles and the radar, probably there will be a lot of consideration in Washington and Pentagon whether to invest such amounts of money in this pretty expensive system, especially given the extent of the financial and economic crisis.
Mr. Obama has never openly committed to missile defense, saying even before he was elected that it would first need to be proven before it was put into operation. After his swearing in, it then became apparent the U.S. president might be willing to drop missile defense in Europe in exchange for an extensive nuclear arms reduction deal with Russia. And now this: proposed cooperation on forestalling Iran's nuclear ambitions, which many, including former politicians like Henry Kissinger, have stressed should not be underestimated. On the other hand, Petr Kratochvíl of Prague's Institute of International Relations questions how much the planned radar in the Czech Republic and rockets in Poland are, or were, really about Iran at all.
Well, I think that there are more objectives in the American strategy, but obviously the main one, or at least the one which is perceived as the most important one in the Czech Republic, even though it's not publicly stated, is obviously that the missile defense should protect us from Russia, not from Iran. That's, I think, quite plain and obvious. We can see that even the American administration really couples the issue to the question of U.S.-Russian relation, not to the questions of Iran and the security. Definitely the main reason for the missile defense in Europe is strengthening the American presence here and diminishing the influence of Russia.
Such a presence would indeed be the last word on which sphere of influence the Czech Republic is in, and would also calm the current Czech government, which has invested a great deal of political capital in the project. The Americans, however, are, in the words of Vice President Joe Biden, pressing the reset button on U.S.-Russian relations, something Mr. Obama may himself address when he gives a key speech in the Czech capital next month.
Christian Falvey with that report.